Many parts of Sri Lanka have had more rains during the last few days than what they receive in an entire year. And this is the result. Vast tracts of land underwater, swollen rivers and reservoirs, and devastating landslides.
It started raining heavily about 7 last night, and this happened around 9:30. In the dark, we couldn't do anything. It was in the morning we found the bodies.
The landslides came as suddenly as the rising floodwaters, catching many unawares. Here in Rambukkana, one survivor said there was a sound like thunder, and then the hillside came sliding down, giving them just minutes to escape. The family in this house was not so lucky. A mother and her two daughters died, while the father is in a critical condition. The mangled debris of what was once their home, belongings scattered among the sludge, is silent. 17 of the country's 25 districts have been hit by the bad weather caused by a low-pressure front. Water levels rose up to chest high in some areas. For businesses battered by COVID slowdowns, the rains didn't help. Venish De Silva, who has a clothes shop in Nigambo, an hour's drive from the capital Colombo, opened up his shop to this.
This time the water came in a very unusual way. There's normally a gradual increase in water levels, but this time it came suddenly and filled up the road like a river and flooded everything.
This hospital in Chilao in the northwest of the country is no exception, with patients marooned in flooded wards. Military personnel were deployed to rescue those stranded by the floods and help get people stranded to safety. Authorities say water levels are beginning to recede.
What is special about the rains is that when it rains, it does so heavily. Also, there could be strong winds and lightning. People must be careful. We expect the rainfall to reduce in the next 2 days.
With the monsoon underway, heavy rains are nothing new to Sri Lankans. But the current bad weather has not made life easy.
The rains are expected to ease in the coming days, no doubt bringing relief to tens of thousands of people who've been affected. But the risk of more landslides will remain. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.